Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Tuesday of the first week of Lent, the 28th of February, 2012. Jesus teaches us the Lord's Prayer. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. So this is the section of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, that we did not hear on Ash Wednesday. If you remember, we had on Ash Wednesday the whole of Matthew 6, minus these 7 verses. And so it ended with Matthew 6:6 that said, "Go into your secret room, and there, in secret, pray to your Father who already knows what you need." And Jesus continues saying, you can't make God know more about what you need by saying it a lot. And God's, it's not like a news flash to God that you're in need. It might be a news flash to us that we need God's help, and that's how prayer changes us and helps us do two things. And they have to do with those two words, as. Right? What are we praying for? That God's kingdom be on earth, right? That his will be so purely done on earth as it is in heaven. That God's will come first. Well, if God's will comes first, we can't sing along with Frank Sinatra, right? The song they're singing in hell. I did it my way. Jesus never did it his way. He only did it in accordance with the Father's will. And so he's teaching us to do the same. The next comes in that most famous as, right? "Forgive me, Lord, far better than I forgive my friends and family that have injured me." No. Right? "Forgive me, Lord, as I forgive others." And here in the 15th verse of Matthew, he says, well, if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. And we're like, yes. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. So we actually hold ourselves hostage with that hatred and unforgiveness of others. Well, this is a huge problem that probably everyone in the world suffers from to some extent. Because forgiveness seems to be hard. And it's a hard-hearted reaction because the goal is to be more like God, whose first reaction is to forgive, whose first reaction is to hold someone harmless. If Jesus, after being tortured and dragged through the city, can forgive his murderers from the cross, maybe I can forgive the small, insignificant slights that I've experienced in my life. I don't know how often I've pushed up against this with family members. Oh yeah, I haven't talked to my sister in years because she said what and what. Or I haven't talked to my son or daughter. I haven't seen my ex. There's this ongoing hostility in people's lives that holds them bound. So what did it say in the first reading? God's worth goes forth to bear fruit. Just as the rain comes down from heaven and waters the earth and does not return to God without bearing fruit, so does God's word. But I think we're often wrapped in Gore-Tex, hiding under umbrellas, staying out of the rain of God's mercy so that we need not have to forgive. And yet we pray this prayer daily or more often. We ask for our daily bread, the sustenance to make it through the day, both in our physical needs, in our emotional needs, in our spiritual needs, in our intellectual needs. God wants to provide all that we need. But I think it hinges on those two things: that God's will be done in my life, and that I learn to forgive just as quickly and easily as God has forgiven me.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.